When you make decisions for your company, you look for the no-brainers. If you have a lot of mailing to do, Stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. Use the Stamps.com mobile app to mail everything you need to keep your business running with up to 89% off USPS and UPS. Make the same no-brainer decision as over 1 million other businesses with Stamps.com. Use code PROGRAM for a special offer. That's Stamps.com, code PROGRAM.
The Opinion Line on Cork's 96 FM.
Mary Kate, you went on Twitter looking for a GP to see you. How long have you been in Cork now?
So I've been in Cork about 3 to 4 months, and I think, you know, that day, honestly, I was really at the end of my tether because I had been just walking around, traipsing through the city after, you know, checking my local GPs, going to different suburbs, you know, ringing people. And I had had an experience where they wouldn't even let me in the door, and someone was coming out, and I sort of went in, and I just, you know, spoke to the secretary, and she just immediately said, no, absolutely not. You know, we're not taking anyone on. And I said, you know, is there anything you can recommend me to do? And she just sort of abruptly said, you need to leave. I have work to do, you know. And I just burst out crying, and I just walked down, and I was just like sitting on, like, you know, one of the little boxes outside, just like crying and, you know, texting my sister, and just like feeling absolutely desperate because I've several sort of medical issues that really, really need maintenance. And they need to be monitored, and, you know, it's just not sustainable for me to, I'm going to a consultant in Dublin, and I'm going to my local GP is in Waterford, but, you know, I live here, my life is here now, and, you know, I really want to be able to go to a doctor when I am ill and when I do have issues, and get those things, like, I need my bloods checked every single month. And, you know, that's, it's, I'm just finding it very distressing and very stressful, you know?
Yeah. And you said on your social post that you don't want to go into the details, and I won't ask you to unless you want to, but you're saying you, whatever your problems are, you need your bloods taken once a month just to keep you on an even keel, as it were.
Honestly, yeah, the reason I don't go into it is because I did bring it up before in a job, and I felt I was stigmatized, and definitely, you know, people viewed me in a different light. So that's why I don't really bring up the illnesses. But okay. So one of the conditions that I have requires me to be on like a lot of very heavy medication. And if that's not if that goes over even 0.1% of what it's supposed to be in, it will actually be toxic in my liver. So I need to get that checked, you know, every single month, and just check my bloods and check that my liver isn't reaching a toxic point, because it can have like serious repercussions, you know.
Yeah. And are you presently, for want of a better expression, commuting up and down to Waterford to get that checked?
Yeah, I am. Yeah. So I'm driving up and down, yeah, whenever I need that done.
And your doctor in Waterford, have they been any assistance in trying to refer you forward? I mean, would they have something like a letter of referral that you'd like?
She certainly, yeah, she referred me to consultant down here, but, you know, I've just heard nothing. So that's more for the consultant part of it, but not a GP.
Yeah. So what you're looking for is a GP to see you, talk to you, have a look at your records, I guess. And just agree to be your Cork GP, as it were.
Yeah, and like, you know, I have my sister as well. Like, she was, she actually has cancer, and it was found at quite a late stage. And unfortunately, if she had got that diagnosed a bit earlier, you know, she would have she wouldn't be at stage four cancer now. So I'm very conscious of, you know, getting things like that checked and just monitoring things, because I know how serious that can be when, you know, it's left to a certain point and things aren't monitored.
It's worrying, I guess. And as well as that, I suppose if something flares up on you, if any one of your conditions, and I don't know whether they are the kind of thing that can flare up and cause trouble at short notice, Waterford's a long way away.
Yeah, well, like, one of the things, like, I don't mind saying this, that I have alopecia. And okay. So I lost all my hair a couple of years ago, and I'm currently with a consultant in Dublin. And, you know, I'm just on, like, trying different medications and things like that. But, you know, you really do need to be, you know, the doctors need to be monitoring, like, how's that interacting with my other medications. Mm-hmm. And, you know, they need to be kind of like on top of that all the time. And my doctor, you know, in Dublin is absolutely incredible. But, you know, that it is, as you said, like if anything did flare up, or like I'm trying out a new medication now. Like I remember a while back I tried a medication and I was actually quite sick on it. Mm-hmm. And I just like had to go to like the out of hours doctor, you know, the South doc, mm-hmm. or like I've gone to like the emergency room before as well, because and I've actually like walked away because I've been there like 8 hours and just haven't been seen. And yeah, so like they are things that can flare up, and there are loads of different combinations. Like if you read the list of things they have to tell you before you go on some of these, like you nearly wouldn't go on them. But like even my doctor said to me, like even if you're getting like a Motilium in the pharmacy, the pharmacist is like, oh, you know, that could potentially interact with that medication. And
yeah,
so there's so many factors to consider.
Yeah. You also need a pharmacy that understands all your meds and all the contraindications of your meds. Have you managed to find a local pharmacy?
Yeah, I signed up with the Dillon's Cross Pharmacy, and they're brilliant so far. Mm-hmm. They're really, really on top of things, and like they tell you and communicate with you exactly how long things are going to be. And you know, she said to me, oh, we have to order that in, and that's going to be a certain, and when, you know, they tell you like a certain amount of days it's going to be, and then it is that amount of days. So you know, that's a really good communication system.
You're only around the corner from the radio station, so we know the neighborhood very well.
Yeah.
Were you surprised? I mean, you said you were in Waterford, and I think you told me you came to Cork to move in with your partner. Were you surprised coming to a big city like Cork that it would be so hard to find a GP to take you on?
Yeah, like I was really surprised. I just didn't think it was going to be that hard. And like, you know, I'd heard of like, you know, just people having like positive experiences with doctors and things down here. And it's just not something that was really on my radar. Like I knew that like it was bad, but I didn't know how bad it was. And like when I put up that post on Twitter, like so many people got in touch with me. Like my friend got in touch and said like his 98-year-old mother's doctor passed away, and she can't get a new doctor, and you know, she's frail and she's ill, and you know, she has a lot of things that need to be kind of monitored as well, you know. So like those kind of stories would really scare you. Like I've a lovely Ukrainian friend as well, and she was saying to me last night, you know, she really needs to, she's having a lot of physical symptoms since she moved to Ireland, and you know, she doesn't know if they're related to, is it related to like what she's gone through, or is it actually something, you know, physical. And you know, there's that as well, you know.
It's something we take for granted, I think, those of us who have a GP, and in my own case, having had a GP for several years, it's something I think we take for granted, that we don't realise how hard it must be if you don't have a, you know, I'll ring my doctor, but I don't have a doctor. You know?
Yeah, and like I see it with like, especially with older people. Like my dad is 85, and like, you know, he can ring his doctor when, you know, he has something acute that happens, or you know, there's always going to be things cropping up for people. And you know, it's like a safety net. Like, you always know that you have that there, and having that rapport and having the relationship with your doctor, I think, is like, it's almost like just having the trust and having like the safety of that. And then when you don't have that, like, of course, yes, I do have a doctor in Waterford, but it is a 2-hour drive, and if I am very sick,
yeah,
you know, what do I do? And like, I'm living here now, you know, my whole life is here now. I'm starting a job in a couple of weeks' time here, and yeah, so it is like, it's like a safety net, I suppose.
Well, I'm not going to be a politician, and I'm not going to make a promise that I can't keep. But I will tell you this, Mary Kate, there were people listening to the programme who will know of doctors. We have a very good relationship with a number of different doctors on this programme. So between our bush telegraph, surely someone will at least offer to meet you and look at your records. We'll see.
I hope so. I hope so, because I honestly, I've been like gnashing my teeth over this. I broke down last week. I really did. Like, I just roared my eyes out, and I just thought, oh my God, like, why is this so hard, you know?
As they say, let us see what is out there, and you mind yourself. And thank you for talking to me today.
Thank you, PJ. Appreciate it.
That's Mary Kate. While I spoke to Mary Kate over the weekend, while that interview was running, I have been contacted by none other than the great Dr. Nick Flynn himself, and he will organise for Mary Kate to be seen at one of the My Cork GP clinics. So we're going to put them in touch off air.
Cork's 96 FM.